there was a girl at ACL that had dropped her phone into
the toilet,
into like the blue waters of a porta potty.
At the end of the day, like, it's your phone plans up.
Her friend was holding the door open for her, and everyone, it was like more interesting than the Dixie Chicks. This girl put her almost full body.
No.
She was getting her phone full body, like you could only see her waist. And I was like, there's no effing way. Pulls it out. It looked like what you would think it would look like.
No.
And then she gets her friend's water bottle.
No.
And dumps it on it and like washes it off. I'm like, so the phone's broken first, and then the phone's more broken now. But at least there's no poop on it. But now you just put it in your pocket.
I'm saying goodbye.
Go watch Dixie Chicks.
I'm saying goodbye to the phone.
With your poopy little phone?
Yeah. Oh my God, poopy little phone.
She's pulling out her poopy little phone to film the Dixie Chicks.
Stop saying poopy little phone.
Sorry. This pumpkin's feeling really good on my lap.
Isn't it just like weighted blanket times 10?
It's kind of making my...
I'm gonna sleep with a pumpkin on me.
I might also... It's kind of making my ovaries tingle. I kind of want like a baby.
Oh, you're getting baby fever from the pumpkin. I'm more so just getting like total relaxation mode.
This baby. I mean pumpkin.
Well,
we should do a challenge on this episode to only call each other by words.
By your name.
Words that... Or start with the first letter of our name, but aren't our name.
We used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, that was our running bit when we first kind of met.
Yeah.
I would call you, like, compost bin.
I would call you Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah. Coroner's office.
Bag.
Colored pencil. Okay, fun. That's a fun challenge.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't say your name that much during
the pod. I know, I was just thinking about it. I guess we're not
unless
just chatting.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
Welcome back to Brooke and Kelsey Make a Podcast. I'm so happy to have you on.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. How was the drive?
It was easy. It was so easy.
Good. Good. I'm glad you got here.
Making out with Cody this morning.
Really? That's amazing.
Yep.
That's so sweet.
It's really cool to just make out with Cody.
Yeah. I bet.
Thank you guys for having me back. I am Connor. If you forgot. It was nice to have Kelsey. I watched that episode. It made me sick to my stomach, first, like, the opener, because I was like, damn, this is really good. They should make a podcast. These girls should be making a podcast. But it was fun with her.
It was so fun.
Fun to have Kelsey on.
It was great to have Kelsey. You know, it's some girl time.
Of course.
Sister.
Yeah.
But so glad you're back.
Thanks.
Missed you so much.
I missed you. I missed this set.
Yeah.
It just feels, it kind of feels like a fresh start, to be honest, you know?
Yeah. Before we get into everything, I want to hear all about your weekend. We have a few just like announcements.
We have housekeeping.
Housekeeping. Yeah. That's what I want to say.
Ooh. Incredible itch on my ass cheek. That I wasn't going to let you move forward.
Okay. Totally. Glad you took care of that. Okay. Really quick note. Next week, our episode is coming out on Wednesday. That's going to go ahead and be episode 39.
Jeez.
Crazy to think about. That's coming out on Wednesday instead of Thursday.
Yeah. yeah. So next week, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Episode 39. It's freaky. We have so much that's going to happen in the next, like, 2 months with this podcast.
Isn't it crazy to think, just like thinking in terms of time, that like probably you haven't experienced the best day and the worst day of your life yet?
Ew.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like to think about that. But I guess I do. The worst?
That's horrible.
Womp, womp. Yeah, that's
wah,
that. That really does suck. Every day I think I experience
the worst day
at least
life.
Something. Yeah.
Like, no, think about the worst day of your life so far and know that like it's going to get worse at one point. I always think about
that. That's good perspective to have.
That's a good way to start off. But that being said, think about the best day of your life so far. You're going to experience something even better.
Yeah. We should start doing Rose and Thorn
so
that we can keep track of stuff like that.
Because
we can have like those things that they have in factories where it's like 6 days since last tragic accident, and then we could cross it off to zero after you have your new worst day.
I went through a phase when my family would do Rosebud Thorn at dinner, and I would always say, I have no rose.
I'm just a kid.
Exactly. Another note is that some of you may know by now we have bonus content.
Yep.
Close Friends.
Yep.
That's the name of our bonus episode. Yep. We have a blast on it. It's a shoes off space. And we'll give you more details on this later, especially in the Close Friends episode.
Yeah.
But we're making a close friend's Instagram story on
BNC,
our regular Instagram, our main Instagram, for the people that are subscribed to Close Friends. So you'll get exclusive Close Friends like content,
yeah,
Instagram content from us.
Yeah, true. Yeah. We're basically
never before seen.
Yeah.
Unhinged.
We use that a lot.
Shoes off.
Right now, it's just, I think it's just Brooke and I and a couple others on the Close Friends, and we kind of joke around and kind of do bits, and we kind of post nudes and things, yeah, like that on that Close Friends account. Yeah. And genuinely, we do. We're kind of just like addicted horn dogs for Close Friends, for bonus content,
yeah,
lately.
I love BoneCon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. So we'll have more details on how to join the Instagram Close Friends on the bonus content episode for today.
Yes.
Which is available at tmgstudios.tv.
Yes.
Yes.
You guys know that.
And the Brooke and Connor tier.
Well, we can talk about me defeating Zach at the last second of fantasy football after you tell us about your weekend.
Well, no, I was just going to say I met a lot of people this weekend when I was in Austin that listen to Close Friends. Mm-hmm. Probably more so than that came up to me for just standard episodes. So
really?
It's cool to hear that the bonus content is really coming through for those folks.
It's reaching.
Yeah.
Well, as I've said, it's a shoes off space.
Yeah.
So I encourage you to join it.
I know. It's awesome. Yeah, but Brooke, if anyone's keeping up with our fantasy league, I'm fighting for last.
No, I think you're like right below me, and I'm fourth.
There's
maybe you're
six
two
of
below
us,
me.
Right?
There's eight of us.
Okay.
You might be in sixth.
I think I'm in sixth, and then let's see here. I think I'm in sixth, and then Waleed, and then Noel. Let's see. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, go.
But I'm in fourth, which is very exciting because that's, if you divide everything in half, I'm in the top half.
And it,
which is amazing for the girls.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think,
yeah,
like,
I'm three wins and two losses, right? Yeah. That makes
sense.
Yeah, you
are. Nice.
This week, and I was supposed to lose this week. I only like understand how fantasy works through the percentages that it says. So it said that Zach was winning like 89% and I was winning 11%, which I don't exactly know what that means, but it's not good for me, is what I can understand.
Right.
So I thought fantasy ended on Sunday night. So basically Sunday night I was looking really bad. I
forgot about Monday.
About Monday football, to be quite honest. So I had accepted my loss, and clearly Zach had accepted my loss,
yeah,
because he went on Foul Tip when they record on Monday and said, I beat Brooke, which,
yeah,
is like, yeah, you did, as far as I'm concerned. Here's him saying it, by the way.
So far, I even
of course,
have,
you
I
have the most
two,
plays.
5-0. Someone step up to the plate.
So that was him saying.
That was him saying it.
And then he had to address.
And then he had to, breaking news, apologize to me because Monday I had two players that still hadn't played on two different teams.
Yep.
This is my understanding of the situation. And in order for me to win, the only way I could win is if both of those players did something absolutely incredible.
Totally.
Each of them did something absolutely incredible.
What'd they do?
They got me the points.
Yeah.
Like, really, there was a very slim chance of me winning. And they did it.
They came out and
my
said,
players.
Women's stories,
yeah,
are important.
Exactly.
And they stood up for you and they made it happen.
And they, it was it just, you wouldn't believe it,
yeah,
at the end of the day.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, it was awesome. Seriously.
It's cool to see the NFL.
I like cannot stress enough like how much I love fantasy.
Yeah.
And I never saw this coming for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll watch the Super Bowl now?
I do.
Yeah.
I would really love to understand the connection between the game and my fantasy. Like, I would like to know, like, what's getting me the points, who's kind of up there and on my screen. I think that's the next step for me.
Yeah, totally.
I just keep watching the percentages on the app.
Numbers are good, too.
Yeah.
You're just a numbers girl at,
yeah,
the end of the day.
I know. That's what I've always said.
But yeah, congrats.
But yeah,
that's
thank
awesome.
You. That was really exciting.
This is a new week. I won as well, but it just was like a given. Who did I play? Noel?
Oh, yeah. Noel's toast. And I think all of his players are out and injured.
Yeah.
And but he still has an in.
It's hard to win
when no
you
one's
have
playing.
Two players,
yeah. God bless him though.
Anyways, yeah. So it's,
yeah,
good to be back. We're,
yeah,
we're getting back in the swing of things. I'm a little rusty, I feel like.
Really?
I'm having trouble kind of not being shy.
Oh, don't worry. It's okay to be shy.
Yeah.
And if you need to take a break, we can take breaks. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Don't be shy.
Well, I've been gone for a long time.
Yeah, you've been gone for a few weeks.
I left. I went to my parents' house, went to that wedding.
Yeah. How was the wedding?
Good. Can I tell you two really embarrassing things that
yeah.
I did?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so I was in Houston for this wedding. And I had a great time. Got to see all my high school friends. Haven't really been back in a long time to go see my high school friends. I don't know if I'm very, very... Oh, oof, I don't want to say this. Basically, like... no, I can't say this. No,
say
I can't
it.
Say this. Because I think that they'll probably hear this. But basically, I kind of like force my way into one of my friends' weddings that's at the end of the month.
And when you say into it, you mean like...
I'm a groomsman now, and it's at the end of the month. And it, you know, it was kind of like, I was like, oh, I can't believe you didn't invite me to be a groomsman. And he was like...
Right.
Like backed him into a corner like a rat. And then he's like, well, you can totally do it. And I was like, okay, give me the website for the ducks. And then I signed up and now I'm in the wedding. And
yeah,
you know, so that happens. Totally. I also had another thing. If you listen to Close Friends, you'd know this. But when we were at the actual wedding, it was a Catholic wedding. I'm not super familiar with the ins and outs of Catholicism. Mm-hmm. I dabble here and there. But mostly when I'm in church, I'm kind of thinking about stuff.
Yeah.
Bring you know, I need to do my, when is the tax deadline?
Yeah.
When is it?
You already missed it.
No, it is in 3 days.
We just paid them.
It's in 3 days. I filed for extension.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm thinking about all this, all my to-do list stuff. Anyways, they get to the part where you actually take communion at a wedding.
And that's?
That's the blood of Jesus Christ as well as his body.
Yes.
So just munching on...
Wine and bread.
In the highest of senses, we're going full cannibal on Jesus's, obviously his... it's a metaphorical...
Right.
Cannibal situation. So it's metaphorical. It's a metaphor. No, it's not.
No, that's fine.
It literally whatever. Sorry, we're going full carnivore inside the house of God.
Right.
On Jesus, but in a metaphorical sense. So I didn't know what the protocol was. I'm sitting next to one of my friend's moms. I'm doing this every 4 seconds. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but I'm mostly just kind of like keeping my peripherals open to make sure everyone thinks that I know what I'm doing. We're kneeling, we're standing, we're kneeling, we're up, we're crossing our hearts. And then he goes, the pastor goes, come up, we're going to do communion, if like whatever. And I was like, okay, here we go. I was on the aisle, so I went out first and everyone followed me. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I go up and the person behind me, my friend's mom, goes, cross your arms when you get up there and like bow. I'm like, no one else is crossing their arms or bowing. Okay. Is she setting me up for like a joke? And I do it, and he's just staring at me, and I was like, are you not going to feed me?
Right, you were starving.
I was
probably.
Hungry
yeah.
for one of those little crackers.
Yeah.
He was like, no. And I was like, well, how come everyone else? And he was like, kind of like, go. And I was like, peace be with you, I guess, because that we had said that 100 times. But I was kind of bitter, and that was probably not the move to do. But it all caught on the mic, so the whole... mass of people heard that little interaction. So that was awesome. But I learned that the reason I bowed is because my friend's mom knew that I wasn't Catholic. So she was like, well, that's what you do when you're not Catholic, just to serve. So I just look like a brat.
Right. Well,
a non-denominational brat.
I don't think you look like a brat.
Yeah.
I think that's just like a probably standard if you're not Catholic.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Well,
anyways,
now you live and you learn.
You live and you learn. Yeah. I'm trying to think. We haven't like what I haven't told you.
Well, how was ACL?
ACL was awesome. We saw the Dixie Chicks on Friday, which was great. We got like randomly, one of our friends was like, "Come to the front of the stage." And as I, because I had to go to the bathroom, which was a horrible experience.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, you would hate it.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, there was a girl at ACL that had dropped her phone into
the toilet.
Into like the blue waters of a porta potty.
At the end of the day, like it's your phone plans up.
Her friend was holding the door open for her, and everyone, it was like more interesting than the Dixie Chicks. This girl put her almost full body.
No.
In like a, as if she was, it was with the same intensity that like, what's that dog that told the whole town that there was someone that had fallen in the well?
I'm not familiar with that story. Are you Boy Who Cried Wolf?
No.
Okay.
Because that's a wolf. And I was talking about a border collie.
Okay, I don't know him.
Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
Lassie.
In the same intensity that she was going to save the person that Lassie was warning the town about, she was getting her phone full body, like you could only see her waist. And I was like, there's no effing way. Pulls it out. It looked like what you would think it would look like.
No.
And then she gets her friend's water bottle.
No.
And dumps it on it and like washes it off. I'm like, so the phone's broken first and then the phone's more broken now. But at least there's no poop on it. But now you just put it in your pocket.
I'm saying goodbye.
Dixie Chick.
I'm saying goodbye to the phone.
With your poopy little phone?
Yeah. Oh my God. Poopy little phone.
She's pulling out her poopy little phone to film the Dixie Chick.
I'm saying poopy little phone.
Sorry.
That is so rough.
Shitty little phone. Anyway, so I watched that happen, which was cool. I mean, it's just
was that the highlight?
See the depths of
the depths that people will go for.
Where we'll
their
go for an
little
Instagram
devices,
story,
yeah,
to show people you're at ACL.
Wow.
Yeah, and then but when I was walking up, it was Cowboy Take Me Away.
Oh my God!
And I was walking down the middle part because we were you kind of like walk down the middle part where like, you know, and. I want to touch the earth.
To think
I
of that
break
girl
it
having
hands.
That experience while that song is playing.
While it was playing. Yeah. But I was like torn. Do I watch this poopy little girl get her poopy little phone out of this situation? Or should I watch the Dixie Chicks? And at the end of the day, I had to make a executive decision to go watch the Dixie Chicks.
Oh, see, I think you watched.
Instead of the poopy chick.
I think you watched.
Go on, sorry.
I think you watched the poopy chick while that song is playing. Like that's like
religious.
The perfect soundtrack for that experience.
Yeah.
Cowboy, take me. At the end of the day, Cowboy, take me away. I don't want to be here anymore.
No, you Cowboy's know? Taking her away.
Yeah.
So I walked up. We watched. It was freaking awesome. And then that night went to like an after party, whatever. But it was every night we kind of stayed out until 3 a.m, 4 a.m. But it was like everybody, like adults. That's how the kind of thing goes. Saw Cody and Kelsey Saturday night. They were at the bar that I used to go to in college. I texted Kelsey texts me and goes, if you're from Austin, you know this. Kelsey texts me, come meet us at the ranch. I go, the ranch, like on 36th Street, which is a street in Austin with all the bars. She goes, yeah. And I was like, no way. So we did that. I don't think we saw anyone else really of notoriety, but Pink played. She soared through the air.
Oh, wow.
Like Pink does.
I thought ACL was only country.
No, that's Stagecoach.
Oh.
No, like Red Hot Chili Peppers were there. That's it.
That's
like
amazing.
I guess I don't have any good stories. I met a lot of people. Oh yeah, let's see. Pink. We saw Flume on Saturday. That's who we saw.
Oh.
But Diplo and Lil Nas X came out. That was cool. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Paramore came.
Oh.
Paramore
fun.
Came and brought back that song that they said that they would never play again.
Which one?
Misery Business.
Oh. Na 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 na.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Whatever makes you love.
Yeah, same one.
By the way, that's exactly Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
It's the exact same.
Yeah, that's a thing on TikTok where people are like,
oh, wow.
Same exact
I was
title.
Shocked. I was like, is Olivia Rodrigo?
Yeah.
No.
It
was Paramore. Got to watch her, which is cool. And that's straight up all I have for you. And I'm so sorry. I have really nothing.
No, that's okay. I've just never been to a music festival.
Yeah.
And that's something that I would love to continue not going to.
Well,
just
let's
like.
Keep talking. I want to pull up the notes of that TikTok that I was going to make because I want to see if this. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. I just like there's nothing that appeals to me like at all. Like day drinking, can't do it. Concerts limit is like an hour and a half. Need to be sitting. I don't think there are chairs at music festivals.
Yeah.
I could sit on the ground, but I'd get trampled.
Yeah.
Dehydration.
Yeah.
No. Sleeping not in my own bed. By 9:30, not interested.
Yeah.
Yeah, not interested.
It's fascinating. You had a good word for it yesterday, and circling back to the Dixie Chicks, gaslighting. You're right. We've all gaslit ourselves into being like, music festivals are awesome. Music festivals, what they're going to go ahead and do is combine the worst parts of concerts with the worst parts of going to the airport with the worst parts of camping, and then sell you a ticket for $400 and be like, this is going to be the time of your life. Meanwhile, the whole time, you're kind of just like fighting to stay. It's almost like, it's literally almost like Lost or Survivor.
I agree. I almost feel proud of myself that I haven't paid to put myself in that experience ever.
I mean, it's essentially like you can call any of these festivals. They're just Zara Festival.
Right.
Like, it's just getting dressed to take an Instagram photo at this thing. You're not going to have good seats. Say your goodbyes to your friends. You'll never see them again once you enter the gates or go to drop your phone in the shitty poo-poo machine.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then you pay $12 for a warm beer or you can share your Hydro Flask with your eight friends that you're going to get mono from. It'll be on your feet for 12 hours. Yeah. It's just like all together, like a pretty gnarly experience.
Yeah, totally. I'm totally uninterested.
I had the best time this year because I didn't know I was even going, so I didn't look at the lineup. And I only went with three of my friends, met up with people there, but we weren't like attached at the hip like mm-hmm. previously. And we'd go in at 4 or 5 p.m., be gone by 8, and we see like two shows
right.
at the back.
That sounds okay.
And it was awesome.
That sounds okay.
We fully ate meals before. Like in college, we'd go to a festival. I'd sneak in a water bottle of vodka
right.
in between my butt cheeks, drink the entire thing, not eat a single meal, like a Clif Bar. I'd be like sucking on a
uh-huh.
chocolate macadamia Clif Bar. Somehow survive, and then like the next day I would just run it back.
Yeah, see, there's no running it back in my vocabulary.
It was it's crazy yeah. to think about, but that's growth.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
Maybe I'm really curious if one day maybe I'll go to Coachella, and that connects back to our conversation earlier. It's crazy to think that the best day of your life and the worst day of your life are yet to come. And maybe one of those could be me at a music festival one day, and we'll never know.
I will tell you this right now. Yes.
Yes.
People shit on me for this decision.
Okay.
But first of all, I'll say to anyone wondering, ACL is the best festival you could ever go to. The city is right there. You're in the city. So when you leave, there's no Coachella, which you leave Coachella and it's like an hour and a half to get home, even if you're a mile away, because just straight up foot traffic mm-hmm. and then getting a ride out. Versus you could walk, but like it's so hard to get anywhere. Here, you're already in the city. The worst case scenario, you'd have to walk like a half mile and then you're in an actual city that's like not gonna, you know, no one's mm-hmm. gonna kill you in it. Well, knock on wood. But, the worst decision everyone will say I ever made was we were walking by a couple of years ago to go see The Killers, which is
Mr. Brown
coming out of my cage.
You yeah. know that song's about Matthew Gray Gubler?
Huh.
Dead serious, would
was
not make
the
that
one
up. He
kissing the girl.
Yes, he's kissing the girl.
Wow.
Yeah, I can send you the Reddit link.
Yeah, I'd love to read that because totally. I don't see him really.
Yeah.
Fitting the bill for those lyrics.
Yeah, that's all. That's him.
That's
it's been debunked, but
yeah,
it is like a very popular theory that I choose to still believe, even though it's fully been debunked by both Matthew and the singer of the band. But how cool that's a rumor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rumors are awesome.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say?
Sorry.
Oh, so on the way to The Killers, I saw the Silent Disco.
Oh, very fun.
Talk about Rose and Thorn. That might have been the best experience. I was laughing so hard. I was with like some of my friends from college, literally just like seeing someone at Silent Disco. They're just screaming their heart out, listening to a different song you're listening to. Have you been to a Silent Disco?
I think I went to one with like a party.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a silent disco, but the party had a silent disco
area yeah.
That I participated in for about 4 hours.
This one was like a tent and it was like 500 people uh-huh. at a silent disco.
That is so fun.
And it was like, one was a rap channel, one was a rock channel, one was like a EDM channel. And it was like, I was busting out laughing and like wouldn't have changed to see The Killers mm-hmm. for anything.
I feel like that would be fun to take an edible at.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, I have some edibles that I feel like you might as well take now. Because how fun would that be to be high in the bonus app?
Take now? Like,
yeah.
Like while we're recording?
Yeah, take them.
Where? They're in here? Is that what these are?
Yeah. So there's a few different options for you that I'm going to present to you. This is Desert Gold, which fits with the music festival vibe. But these are like these are 2.5 milligrams, which that's not going to get you where I want you to be.
What do you mean where you want me to be?
I want you to be like soaring, flying, not a star in heaven that you can't reach. So maybe take two of these fives.
I'm not going to take 10 milligrams of weed while we're shooting recording an episode
no, but
of our podcast.
It won't hit you until the bonus episode.
Okay, I'll take one of these.
Yeah. And one of these because these are only like a little bit.
Are you going to do any?
No.
What?
I'll take a half of one.
Hmm. Okay, we'll
take
see.
One of those as well.
We'll see how I feel about
it. No, just take one. You'll be fine.
I'm not a big weed guy.
Yeah, but that's like very light. Light.
Why did I just listen to you and didn't even blink an eye?
Just take that one. I'll take this one with you.
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
I don't know how this ended up going from Silent Disco to me. Are you just taking a little nibble of that little edible that you have?
A little nibble. Mmm. Wild berry. Okay, well.
Well, I'm going to be a freak in about 10 minutes.
Take that one. I'll open it for you.
This is like a condom.
Yeah, it does. I can open it for you.
No, I got it.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Perfect. Well, while you were gone.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what I did. It's like I immediately freak myself out after one little bite that I'm high. But I'm not.
Oh, I got to go pick up a dog in a little bit.
Do you want to tell everyone about
it? Yeah. Okay, that's what I was going to say. So I went home to see my parents last week.
Mm-hmm.
And my dog, who's an Australian Shepherd named Saki. He's just a lumpy beast mm-hmm. at this point. He's old as fuck. I respect the hell out of him. I respect the hell out of this guy, but...
For everything he's done.
Yeah, he's really put in the work, but he is a lumpy beast. Mm-hmm. And I always looked at people with old, lumpy dogs, and I was like, ugh, what are you doing?
Right.
And that's because my last dog was hit by a school bus.
Yes.
Full of kids.
And so he never made it to
the... Yeah, I never had to see an old dog, you know? And, like, old dogs are gross. And then you have one, and you're like, damn, this old lumpy bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I love him to death.
Yeah.
I don't want to touch that, like, part on your butt that has the lumps on it.
Well, no one would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially, he is, like... fully cancerous.
Aww.
But he doesn't, I don't think he knows.
He
fully eats, he runs around, he acts like a puppy. And my parents made the decision to be like, well, he's happy or he could do chemo.
Right.
Like, or we can cut off his leg and
he just
could do
chemo. Went to the vet and they were like, cans,
McGee. Yeah. But funny story about my dog that was split in half by the school bus.
Mm-hmm.
It was full of kids and it's just like a straight up dead right away. So I'm not really worried about it. But, that's it. That's like the funny part, actually. The kids all...
And you saw it?
My whole family did, and they didn't tell me.
You didn't see it?
No. I was already at school.
Okay.
I had to go early for soccer.
I'm glad you don't have that image.
Yeah, me too. But the bus driver got out and scooped up his body and like was like, oh no.
Yeah.
And I was like, oof, why'd you do that?
That's so tough.
Yeah, but he went out really quick and young, doing what he loved. He always used to get on the school bus in the morning and all the kids liked him and he would go to the front of the neighborhood and then get off and run home. So that's why he was doing it. I'm trying to turn this into a joke. This is one of those things where
you
kind of tell someone and everyone's going to be like, ugh, guys, I'm fine.
I know.
And it's funny.
I hate those things when you're like, oh, look at this really depressing thing that happened to me and you like expect to laugh and people are like, I'm so sorry.
I'm not pro splitting dogs in half via school bus, but it happened. You have to laugh or you'll cry.
No, I always like, I think my worst fear in the world would be hitting a dog with my
for
car.
Sure.
Like I'd rather be the dog in that situation. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, this dog was a replacement dog. Didn't have to get an old dog. So then I went home, saw my parents' dog. And then this woman reached out. Well, I'm not going to give details just in case it doesn't work out.
Right.
But anyways, there's a dog waiting for me right now. His name's Sonny.
He's so sweet. He's so gorgeous.
You can change his name. He doesn't give a shit. But right now, it's Sonny.
Yeah.
That's
honestly, like, as far as, like, adopting a dog and their names, that's a good one.
Well, yeah. The other one that I got reached out to, his name was Jimothy.
Yeah.
And I talk way too much shit about other people's dog names to have a dog named Jimothy, so.
My mom's dog, Tucker, his name is now, but his name when we adopted him, was Groot. And then my other dog, Gabe, was Blackie.
Oh, that's a good one.
Cleo was Cinnamon. Just like.
That's just a
that's
word
like to, yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. But like we kept the C to respect her.
Yeah.
Where she came from.
I don't think I've ever called one of my pets by the name that we named them originally.
Right.
You end up going like, cook,
yeah,
beep,
yeah.
Beep, boop, boop, beep,
yeah.
Bop, bop.
Totally.
So, anyways. I brought something back from my parents' house.
Okay.
Were you going to move on to something completely different?
I was just going to tell you about my weekend.
Oh,
but
your
weekend.
I'm so sorry. Talk about mine for a minute.
No, it was pretty uneventful. I went to a comedy show, though. Mm-hmm. I went to see Meg Stalter.
Love Meg Stalter.
Who is just like such a genius that it's like scary to be in the same room as her.
Yeah.
But it's like marketed as a stand-up show, and I guess it's kind of stand-up, but it's mostly improv, which I didn't know and is very scary to me because my biggest fear besides running over a dog would be like being called on in a crowd and being crowdsourced. So I had my mask like over my eyes the entire show. But it was Meg Stalter and friends. So she brought out.
Who else was?
Well, she brought out three people.
Okay.
And here is who they are. First girl, not actually quite sure. So we'll move on. Second boy, Benny Drama. Yeah. Benny Drama came out. Third Boy, and this is where it got dicey for me, was Judd Apatow.
Right.
And so Judd, in keeping with the theme of the night, which was interacting with the crowd, crowdsourcing, he did like 1 minute of stand-up and then was like, okay, I'm over that. Does anybody want to pitch me a screenplay? And so I think, like, if you were to just like take a room full of people that live in LA and are at a stand-up show, like 8 out of 10, like, their screenplay pitches are going to be tough to sit through. That being said, the people that in that room that go ahead and volunteer to pitch their screenplays to Judd, 10 out of 10 gonna be tough to sit through. And let me just say, Connor, incredibly tough to hear people pitch their screenplay ideas.
You're like 0 for 5 for your past comedy shows you've gone to.
I was having a really tough
comedy
time.
Comedy Jam Night?
Comedy Jam Night as well was tough. But
who was the other person that came out?
Judd.
So it was Judd?
It was Judd, Benny, and a girl that I don't know. But I would say hearing those people who willingly put themselves on the stage, one of the toughest things I've ever...
They should be on a watch list volunteering.
I've ever had to sit through.
Volunteering to pitch a screenplay while other people paid for a ticket.
Yeah.
That's a really...
Yeah. And the first guy that was pitching like the first... It wasn't a comedy, but he was pitching like the first ever romance... Like, I don't really know exactly what he was getting at, but it was just like a trans romance, which is great. But I think Judd like didn't know what to do with that or where to go. So he kept just saying, well, I produce bros.
Just to kind of cover his bases.
So that was his response
cool with that.
To every single pitch from that one guy. And then the next girl pitched an astrology film about a podcaster who was really into astrology. And at that point, I had disassociated fully.
Brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. Disassociated. But
who would have ever thought a podcaster would be into astrology?
No, not me. Mm-mm. That's for darn tuned, sure.
Yeah.
But that was, and then the third guy, at that point, I had gotten some air. But yeah, that was really like, I think like
I would have loved to see that. That'd be good.
The only thing I did this weekend, really.
But you went home. And I'm so excited.
You went home and you brought something back.
Yes, I went home and I brought something back. I think we talked about it last week. My idea journal. By the way, someone DM'd me when I talked about my awesome professor last week that I hated and said he was fired from the university for being creepy. I was like, I goes. Like when you get a gut feeling about somebody, you're always right.
I agree.
Yeah. And I was like, this guy thinks he's God and needs to be seated. We needs to take a seat. And man, oh man, my gut feeling was correct. Sayonara.
Wow. Congratulations.
See you on the other side.
Yeah.
He did something. I can't read specifics because if it gets back, I don't know. It's facts, but whatever. Thank you to the person that sent me the inside scoop. But this is the assignment.
I'm so excited. Oh, this is his class too?
This is his class.
He seems to have influenced your life a lot for someone you hated.
I think that's usually how it goes.
Actually, you're right.
Because you can't shake it. And you almost hate that this person that you hate had that on you. So it actually sticks with you. I'm going
to
be quoting my landlord a lot after I move out.
Yeah. No, that happened
to
me with
my hot water
in English,
just now, he said.
An English teacher I hated, like, inspired me to start loving to read. Because I was like, in your face.
Yeah.
And guess what? I'm only going to read trashy romances. That'll teach you.
At least you're reading.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, there's a lot of quotes now that I like have in my docket that are like it's in a notes app or a notes page called Sayings I Hate.
Uh-huh.
Because they've become true.
Yeah. Do you have any on the tippy top of your
head? Yeah, I'll find them while we go through my
idea.
So essentially this assignment was that one that I talked about last week or 2 weeks ago if you listened, and it was the idea journal, which is incredible that I was an adult paying tens of thousands of dollars to attend a top-tier school to go pick out a blue notebook from Target because he said pick your favorite color and then write down some ideas. And just so you get a gist of what this is, like, it is straight up, there was no rules. It was just put 100 ideas in this book and I'm going to grade you. And I got an 85. So if you're wondering why I hated this guy, it's because he put a subjective grade and it's not anonymous. We had our names in this and he did not like me because I was very outspoken about how big of a douchebag this guy was. So I got an 85.
Aww.
You know what sucks is these things come full circle. Like if I was a professor, I'd probably act like him. I don't want to believe that I would, but there'd right. probably be like some underground buried things that I would do. Anyways.
Yeah, I think as a professor, if I hated a student, I would have a hard time giving them an A. You know?
I think everything would have to be anonymous or your RA.
Yeah.
Gives it. Wow. So here's the idea.
Oh, my God. It's like stuffed to the brim with fun little AIC, the 85 front and center.
Did I say that this whole thing was just like a thought process? Oh, there's that. There, it's a thought process thing. It's like come up with campaigns, come up with ideas, inventions,
wow.
whatever.
I'm like POV. I'm your professor right now. So what we have here in the first page is I'll show you kind of visual. Watchers, and I'll try to explain it for just the audio listeners. It's like a watercolored blob of red running down the page, a watercolor blob of brown running down the page, and then a watercolor blob of like more of a cream. And the text that Connor had written is blood runs thicker, coffee quicker, beer's just along for the ride.
Awesome. This is 19-year-old Connor.
Can I ask, was this one beer, this like white?
Yeah.
Stain. Okay,
that's what beer looks like when you spill it on yourself.
Okay, yeah.
But basically, this was a poem, and originally when I did this one, I actually made a little prick on my finger so I would bleed on the page.
Totally
spilled coffee and then did beer. That actually might be blood.
Is this little piece blood?
Yeah, I might have put a little bit of blood on there just so that he'd have to
right.
He'd have to
contract something.
Oh, I'm worried about this one.
On the eighth day, and this is Connor. Did you do this like
yeah.
fully by yourself?
Yeah.
No tracing.
No.
Look at these hands.
Yeah. So
that's so good.
Wow. Okay.
So he has two
hands. Hard to explain.
Reaching towards one another, and on one of the hands, on the index finger, there's a little pair of Converse dangling from.
Well, because it's like when you throw like shoes up
yeah.
on a power line.
Yeah.
But it's the hands of creation, and the shoes are kind of
on the eighth day.
Let's keep going to
that's
one
that's very cool.
That's more audibly.
Okay.
No, that's not a good one.
Okay, sorry. Ooh, very cool. This is going to be just a page of black scribbles on the, like every inch covered with black scribbles. But if you look closely enough, if you kind of open the page, there's a cutout of a person, like a little gingerbread person. Oh!
We're going to want to skip that page.
Plot twist on the other side. That's very edgy that we'll skip. We'll skip out of respect. I don't know what that means. So
basically, I'm understanding why I got 85 now. Like, I feel bad about why I was so rude about this dude. Oh, that's good. Oh, hello, Connor. Oh, my gosh. We need to skip that page as well.
Yes. Wow. Okay. Defrosting meat sucks. College solution. And then Connor's illustrating the college solution to defrosting meat as following. So what we're seeing here is an outlet plugged into the outlet. Hair curler, he's called it. Fully looks like a penis. Coming. So that hair curler is going to be next to a log labeled beef. And Connor has labeled the beef frozen.
Is this going to get through to the people watching?
I think this one will. I think this one will touch a lot of people. Let's do one more.
Ooh, that's actually good.
That's good. Okay, this is
ooh,
cool.
Ooh, that's a good one.
So Connor's taped in a cigarette. He drew a gun, taped a cigarette onto the gun, and it's shooting a pair of lungs. Very cool. Very cool. I can't believe you got an 85. Oh, this is nice. He's taped in two Advils. And
oh, that's good. Here's one.
Okay.
One of my best ideas was tearing this one out. And
wow.
The page is ripped and there's like a little this is bad.
No, it's not bad. It's not bad. Thank you for sharing.
Thanks.
Here's a piece of tinfoil.
And it says this page is from the future.
Thank you for sharing. Wow, here's a Q-tip. Okay, I want to like go on record saying Connor was really complaining about the 85, but this says only you, Q-tip, hot glue dent onto the page can prevent ear infections. Here's a visual.
Oh, I'm sweating so bad.
Wow, this is Wow. Oh, that's really funny. He cut out like a big like flask shape in the pages, and then the text wasn't deep enough for a flask.
That's pretty good.
I think, Connor, I think this is good. I don't think you can grade this kind of stuff, but yeah. I think an 85 makes sense. Father, I have a confession. I stole my roommate's Raisin Bran this morning. You are one of a kind,
and then,
Connor.
What does it say? They're just super good. Okay. I agree with that, actually. Maybe I'll revisit this, some of these ideas, and see if I can.
Ooh, photosynthesis. Very nice. And that's a leaf.
What would that mean?
I think I know exactly what you were going for here. So he's taped in a leaf, and in the leaf, in the middle of the leaf, it looks like an Instagram notification.
These were the old Instagram notifications.
Yeah, it looks like zero likes.
Zero likes, but why photosynthesis?
Because there's a leaf.
So no one likes
photosynthesis?
Maybe you're
saying like this is the modern day photosynthesis. Like instead of caring about nature, we care about likes. This is the new.
Yeah, of course we do.
Yeah.
I love likes.
Yeah. Here's some glass.
You are art. I taped a broken mirror in this page and said, you are art. I should have gone straight to jail. I shouldn't have even gotten a grade. What is falling out of this page?
This looks like a gum wrapper. Oh, this one looks cool. It's a little astronaut falling out.
Oh, here it is. Here's a good one. I think I'm like...
You were on to something.
I was on to something with a lot of these, but I was clearly doing it like... So here's a little astronaut.
That's cool. Do you want me to hold your mic?
And it says, out of ideas, starting to relate more and more to Sandra Bullock and gravity. Hopeless. Stressed. Extremely aware of the weight of my existence and approaching demise.
That's good.
Yeah, well, I thought that was going to prevent an 85. I guess not. Okay, I guess there's no condom in here. I feel like that was my saving grace for this little segment, but...
Thank you for sharing that with us.
It's not. Didn't you say that you brought something similar?
Well, back in the day when I used to just, like, read my old diaries on TikTok, I just was going through all my childhood belongings, and I must have thought this one was funny because I took a picture of it. Mm-hmm. And it's an old report card from my 5th grade PE teacher. So I was just going to read that to you so we could see if what he said kind of still holds up today. You ready?
I'm so ready. Sorry. I'm done.
This is from June 8th, 2007. Grade 5.
Yeah.
Okay. Brooke is a quiet, pleasant individual with a big heart.
This is not going to end well, is it?
Why?
Because the intro, if you're introing like that.
Just like setting me up.
Yeah.
For failure.
Where's the butt?
I think the only... Brooke is a quiet. I don't think I was quiet. I think I was probably nonverbal in PE class due to either like the physical strain of it all or just being absolutely Ms.
Gonna take the other half of this thing.
Okay.
I'm gonna go all.
Wow.
Out.
Are you feeling any effects yet?
I don't know. That idea journal really sobered me up.
Okay. Her willingness to participate, listen, and do what is asked of her is truly appreciated. That's sweet.
It's really nice.
Yeah. Brooke may not be the strongest or most athletic person, but her striving to do her best is what matters.
True.
That's literally all we could ask for. Brooke has developed into a young lady who knows her strengths and her weaknesses. And I would like to say that's still true today. Yeah. So aware of my weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
Some signs of this development are her performances in the pool.
Yeah.
This is my autobiography.
Yeah.
Where she continues to work on her strokes and has knocked over 17 seconds of her 50-yard challenge time. That's a lot.
That's like
50
as
yards
long as it takes
back
to get across
and
a pool.
That's one lap across and one back.
Yeah.
So that's a back and forth.
It's incredible.
17 seconds to knock off of that? I don't know why he's like not like stoked on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
I'm curious where this is.
I think that was it.
Going to take a turn. Well, 17 seconds. Were you drowning the first couple times you did it? Like, were your hands tied together?
I think I was working really hard in the pool.
Yeah.
Like, I think I just, like, got that much better.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
Because I love the
that's
pool.
That's something that you should be really proud
yeah.
of.
So, overall, I don't know why I thought that was so funny and kind of having a similar experience to what you had with your idea journal.
I'm starting to think we both should have reviewed these beforehand.
Yeah.
To see if they would have
totally.
Been.
I just liked when he said she's not the most athletic person, but she knows her strengths and weaknesses. And I was like, you know what? So true.
Yeah.
So true.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'd like something like that. I'd like to read all of my reports home where Connor keeps correcting me.
Oh. Connor. You're one of those?
Yeah.
Did you raise your hand a lot?
No, I just talked.
That makes sense.
It holds true.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
I just want to take a little break and tell everyone thanks for listening. Because I know if you're still here, it really means a lot.
That's really sweet.
Of course.
So
are you sweating?
No.
I got to take my pumpkin off because
okay.
I'm...
Take your pumpkin off.
It's starting to weigh down on my legs a little.
Totally. Bit. I'm going to look at... Oh, this is what I wanted to tell you all weekend, and I was actively like not texting you about it because I wanted to wait to tell you here.
Tell me here.
You know how people say break a leg in theater?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
No.
This is going to blow your mind. They say break a leg because they hope you get in the cast.
That's awesome.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
Like, because when you break your leg, you would get a cast. So they're saying break a leg, like, good luck. We hope you get in the cast of the show.
That's really good.
Isn't that beyond?
Yeah, but now you don't get a cast for breaking your leg. You get a boot now, so.
You could get, if it's a really bad break, which we
You'd
hope.
Get a cast.
We hope you would get a big break. Oh my God, there's more.
Yeah.
This is layered.
Oh my God.
We hope you get a big break.
I would probably
so that
say,
you get a cast. Like, this is your big break in theater.
Break a wrist, I would say now, probably. Or like
break a rib. No, you wouldn't get a cast for that. Yeah.
Yeah. We should make more of those up.
Wow. So I just, that's kind of what's been.
Yeah.
That was
really,
like
really weighing you down this week. Really adding those 17 seconds back on your mind this week.
Yeah. Also, I've been really into Facebook groups recently.
Which, yeah.
By the way, we have a BNC Facebook group.
Yeah. Wait, we should remind everybody about that.
We have a BNC Facebook group. It's called Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. And I think like, I kind of forget how Facebook works because I haven't been on it in a few years except to be on these groups now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's join it. I think you literally just look up Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast and we can just discuss things all Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast
related
in like a forum type way.
All things. Yeah, totally.
I had to report someone the other day.
On the page?
Yeah, because they kept like advertising their product.
That's one
and
of the rules
like
for a lot of those
play.
Groups is you can't, you know, if you look for a house or something, they're like, you can't promote your own stuff on
it's
here.
It's just like bad. It's a not good etiquette.
It's bad etiquette. Yeah, for sure.
But the only other, I'm a part of three Facebook groups. Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. A knitting group where these like sweet little old women share their knitting, which is just like the sweetest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. And a survivor group that I joined in March 2020, because I was one of the first people in Philly to get COVID.
Like, you were ground
ever.
Zero.
I was one patient zero. And so at that point, I thought it like I was fully dying. Like you thought like this was the time where you thought if you got COVID, like you're gonna die.
Yeah.
So I joined a survivor group on Facebook, and I'm still in it. And these people that had COVID in March 2020 are still posting, like about their long COVID and just the symptoms that they still have. And it is like a little bit concerning to me because I think like what they're posting is actually not long COVID.
It's like
and they should
chronic illness.
It's like terminal.
Oh,
and
no.
They should move forward with like going to the ER like immediately. I'm sorry, it's not funny, but it's just like every single post in this group. This morning around 4 a.m. period, I walked from the kitchen to where I was sleeping. I collapsed. My legs just gave out. I caught the door frame, could not hold myself up. Has anyone experienced this? And I'm just like, I don't think that's the March 2020 COVID. And I think you should get checked out. And it's every post in this group.
Can you give me another one?
Yeah. Is this enjoyable?
Yeah, it is. It makes me wonder because sometimes like if I'm grabbing the doorframe and falling over, I wouldn't be like, oh, long COVID. I'd be like,
right.
Damn, I'm an
idiot.
I'd
be like, damn. Yeah, or like.
Shit, I forgot how to walk.
Shoot, like I'm going to take myself to the hospital.
I still wouldn't, I don't think.
Well, I
give me
think,
another one. If I don't know.
I'm looking
think
for a
of,
good one.
I mean, my brain fog, I could just.
Brain
that's,
fog?
That's probably long COVID.
Yeah.
Got to blame it on something.
Okay.
But.
Sorry, I'm looking for a real good one.
No.
You want to practice your stand up while I look for a good one?
I had a really funny idea. Well, no, I don't want to give any of that away, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Are you guys having fun listening?
Sorry, I'm like I don't know why like all of a sudden they're like not that bad anymore.
Did you guys not answer about having fun listening because you're not having fun listening?
Ew, we're having so much fun.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you while you're looking for that when I got home from my trip this week that your Kugel was still in my fridge.
Yes.
And it had grown almost legs to walk out because my fridge power went out while I was gone, which is just such a blessing in disguise. Because I had to clean out my fridge because everything...
No, the Kugel's gone?
Yeah, it had grown like a second Kugel.
Oh, damn.
On the side of it.
I guess like that's a tough one to go bad because of all the dairy products in it.
Yeah, it was really gnarly. And
sorry.
If you can imagine what a Kugel would smell like after what what I think must have been 10 days mm-hmm. with no power in that fridge.
Well,
wow.
I'm so sorry to have participated that in some small way.
No, I should have taken a picture, but I really couldn't bear to the sight of it.
I'm sorry. Damn.
Let me try to...
That's sad to think of that the Kugel had to come to that end. That Kugel never knew that like the best day and the worst day of its life was coming, and that was the worst day for it.
It was foul.
Damn. Okay, yeah. You ready for another long COVID?
Yeah.
I've lost 2 molars in the last 2 years. Just completely crumbled and broke off. Like, babe, like, I do, like, go to the, like, that's not, long, I don't think that's a symptom of long COVID at the end of the day.
Did this person say, has anyone else experienced this? I could tell her.
Yeah, this is all just like checking in about long COVID.
I could tell her that I lost a molar at that Mexican restaurant because I put it down on my plate.
This person gets fevers every single night. This person has shortness of breath and dry nasal passages,
true.
Which like, that's fine. That feels fine.
Every Sunday.
Yeah. Wow. People are like literally like...
You should maybe make a post and take one for the team and say you all need to go to the doctor for like a physical.
Small, hard, purple clots. Like, whoa. I don't even know what that could possibly mean.
They should add a doctor to the group.
Ongoing nose scabs. Drop in testosterone. Wow. Third time in the ER. Whoa.
This is really dark.
I know, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whoa. It's just like, okay, yeah, scary. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of that is just like, go to the doctor as well as the ER in addition.
100%.
Yeah.
That's a scary group of people. That'd be like, I don't want to say anything negative.
Totally.
But just like, based on what they're telling me, their symptoms are giving zombie.
No, yeah. I fully, like, I don't want this to come off like I'm a long COVID denier.
Yeah.
I, trust me, brain fog, I'm almost brain dead, like fully. Like, if you attach me to a machine, it would just kind of be flatlining.
Yeah.
So I get it. Like, I'm suffering from long COVID as well. I just think, like, when you start to collapse in the kitchen,
go
to the doc.
Yeah.
Well, there's not a lot happened in pop culture.
Yeah.
This week, except did you hear what happened with the orange M&M?
No.
Okay. Basically, the thing about the
orange
M&M.
We're back to talking about the M&M.
Yeah, the orange M&M is now Gen Z's icon. It's now a Gen Z icon because of its extreme anxiety. Before I give my
take. Does Gen Z need another icon?
Is that, yeah. No, I don't think they do.
No.
No. I have kind of like a take that I'm nervous to share because it's going to sound insensitive.
I think I'll be able to back you up.
Okay. And I think everyone knows this, but I have pretty severe anxiety and always have. I just don't think every single person needs anxiety at this time.
I agree.
I think that people almost feel like they have to have anxiety because it's a great thing that we've normalized talking about mental health so much. I think that's amazing. But now I think people almost feel bad not have anxiety.
I get that.
And I'm just like, no, like, that's fine. I also think we just normalize a lot. Like, people say, like, I have anxiety, as in, like, I have an anxiety disorder, when they're just feeling feelings of just, like, you have anxious feelings and you're worrying. Like, that doesn't necessarily mean you have an anxiety disorder.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's something that I've always thought about, because it used to kind of get on my nerves when people would say, like, oh, I'm having a panic attack, like, in high school. And I was like, bitch, no, you're not.
Yeah, you'd be curled up in like a little ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've gotten over that because I used to be really bad about like telling my siblings, like, you don't have anxiety because I'm the only one in the world that can have anxiety. Yeah. And then my parents were like, you have to stop that immediately.
Yeah.
Because other people that aren't you can also have anxiety. And I was like, okay, that's an interesting point. I guess you're right. So I do acknowledge that other people besides me can have anxiety.
Yeah.
I just feel like it doesn't have to be every single person.
Totally. I was like, oh, I have anxiety. And then everyone started getting it. And I was like, I don't want to be a part of this anymore. So I don't say it anymore. But
just
my mom and parents were always like,
I don't want to like, of course you can say you have anxiety, and of course you do have anxiety. I don't want to. I don't mean.
No,
to,
I just.
I don't mean to police that. It's just sometimes I'm just like, not everyone needs to have it.
Well, it's
not like, to say you don't have it.
Yeah, no, I don't care. But, my mom was always like, a big like, oh, I'm having anxiety. That's not real. Mm-hmm. Have a banana and go for a Whoa. Walk. Go get some sunlight. It actually helps.
Sometimes I
There's
wish.
There's a lot of stuff like that that helps.
Sometimes I never know. Like sometimes I wish, and this is like a serious conversation. It's not like a funny conversation, if that's okay. No?
I'll try to make a joke out of it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I just sometimes wish, like, because when I was little, like, my parents were like, oh my God, like, this bitch is crazy.
Ready? We'll like, put this music in the background to make this funny. Dun, 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 and then yeah. be like, your parents okay. said this bitch is crazy.
No, they were like, oh my God, like, she needs help, which is great because yeah. I did. And it's like, I'm so thankful that I was like in therapy so young. But on the other hand, it's like, what if I had just gotten the message that like, it's okay. Like, this is normal.
Yeah.
People worry. It happens. Instead of like, oh my God, like, she needs help.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if I would be maybe a little different today. But it's hard because like, grass is always yeah. greener. Because I bet if my parents were like, oh, you're fine, I she would not be fine.
Yeah.
You know? So I never, you know.
Totally.
So that's
I don't know.
I
can't answer
about.
That. I agree. I think like, it's probably just like a spectrum, just like everything yeah. else. Everything else is a spectrum.
It's crazy. Like, I can't really think of one thing that's not a spectrum.
I can't either. It's so weird you said that. But like, looking back, I'm like, I'm not like a depressed person.
Right.
But like, looking back, I have had a like depression, you know, before.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's those times when you're like, but looking back, totally. I'm like, ew, yeah, that was
that
dark.
Was rough. It's always hard to look back,
yeah,
on those kinds of things.
But anyways, let's
anyway.
Say something
so the
funny,
yeah. But I'm just like the orange M&M like has brought up a lot of feelings for me, just like in terms of my childhood and just the way I think about how mental health is talked yeah. about now, which I don't think was the intention of everyone in talking about the green M&M. I think everyone's like, "Hot, this is
so
funny." I'm going through the goddamn ringer thinking about my whole experience. Growing up with anxiety.
Did they, how did M&M Incorporated come out and be like,
actually,
guess what? We now have an M&M that has anxiety.
I don't know if it was like M&M LLC that came up.
Give him a show. Like give at this point,
like that,
there's
like,
a whole show to be written and this guy, it's going to be the 12 dwarves, the seven dwarves.
I don't
14
know.
Dwarves.
Like, I think this is just like my like, hate to use the T word, but like, my childhood trauma, like, coming out and, like, this M&M's pissing me the fuck off. Like, looking at him like, ooh, I'm having a panic attack. Like, I want to see an M&M, like, hooked up to a anesthesia monitor, like, needing to be knocked out because its panic attack is so bad. Like, that's what I want to see. Like, give that bitch some Zoloft. You know?
Remember the orange M&M? Apparently he's a Gen Z icon now.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's just, like, we're almost, like...
No,
sorry, I don't need to like keep going on this. It's just like, I don't know, it's bringing up something in me.
No, look at this last sentence. Yes, the green lady M&M got new shoes while the orange M&M is grappling with his mental health! Exclamation point.
It's like anxiety. It's like not trendy. I guess that's what I'm
saying.
Oh no,
but it is trendy.
It is trendy now, yeah. And I think it pisses yeah. me off. Because I'm like, guess what? It's not fun.
Your feelings are valid. Yeah. I'm going to get in trouble for all the ways that I made this a joke, but I just
no.
also made a joke out of my dog getting
no,
by the school
I
bus,
think
so.
Both of us feel more comfortable talking about those things.
Yeah.
With joking.
Yeah.
So
well, every now and then, like, I've never taken medication for anxiety, but every now and then when I'm like feeling my head's gonna explode, I'll take a Klonopin and be like,
yeah.
You're fucking weird for ever panicking about how totally fine everything is.
That's I'm also like, sucks when like that those like good moments when you're like, oh my God, like
What?
Why were you ever stressed? Yeah. And then when you're stressed again, you can't remember like why you felt those good moments. Yeah. Whoa. BNC just
had a breakthrough.
Had a breakthrough, yeah.
BNC make a B.
I honestly cannot wait to talk about the orange M&M with my therapist tomorrow because I think that brought up a lot of valuable stuff about my childhood.
Did you ever figure out if your therapist listens to this?
I don't think she does.
Okay, well, Brooke sent me like two of her.
No. Just in case. Can you cut that? We can talk about it in the bonus. Can I just give, like, I've seen so many movies recently in theaters and just ones that have come out.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I very quickly...
No, touch on them.
Touch on those? Yeah. Okay. First comes to first. Is that a saying or is it worst comes to worst? Is it worse comes to worst, or worse comes to worse, or worse comes to worse?
Are you thinking of first things first?
First things first. Thank you, Ashley. Yeah, but just circling back to the worst comes to worst saying, is it worse and worst, or worse and worse, or worst and worse?
Worst comes to worst.
It's worst comes to worst, for everybody that was wondering. First comes to first. I saw Bros.
First things first.
I was so excited for Bros.
Yeah.
Saw it on opening night.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it was the Billy Eichner show. And this all comes down to if you like him or not. Because he just wrote him. He wrote basically Bros as a fan fiction.
Yeah.
That Billy wrote to put himself in. God bless him. I would do the same thing if I ever wrote a movie. Unfortunately, I'm not a huge fan of the Billy persona. And so seeing his character only amped up about 45,000%.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it wasn't for me.
It wasn't good.
I'm not ready to say it's not good because I think so many parts were valuable. I loved the other guy in it. I think he was Billy's character was really tough to watch, and he was the entire thing.
Yeah.
So I was so excited, and that unfortunately was not my favorite film. Yeah. However, I think there were some good parts, and I'm glad that a movie like that was made by a popular studio at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Hope there's more without Billy.
Yeah, it sucks. You can't really argue with numbers. They made half of what they projected.
I know. That sucks.
And I can't remember if I said this on here. I definitely said this. But it's weird that the marketing must have been out of this world budget-wise for this movie.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. This is a tweet from somebody. I'm not taking this in. But they said that it's bizarre that this flopped because it felt like Billy Eichner was under my bed forcing me as I went to sleep to go see this movie every day.
I don't know how he doesn't know. Like, when you do something like that, when you try to force someone to see something, like, they're going to be oppositional.
Yeah. You know what's awesome?
And not see it.
You know what sells?
Huh.
You know what sells? Over sex.
What?
Not really caring if they go to see it or not.
Like, Don't Worry, Darling.
Avatar.
Don't Worry, Darling. Them not addressing a piece of the speculation.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even imagine how much money they made. Do we know?
Probably
a billion.
A lot.
I don't really have a sense.
Not a billion, I don't think.
5 billion?
I don't think they touched B.
The B?
The letter B.
Whoa.
Let's see. They made $19.2 million.
I wonder how much was the budget?
Opening.
Oh, they made. Okay, so that factors in the budget. Yeah. Yeah, that'll do.
Opens to worrisome $19.2 million. I think they projected more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because
it was worrisome.
Because Harry Styles and Florence Pugh probably.
Oh, so the budget was $35 million. So if they made $19 million, they still net, right? That's factoring in the budget, the $19 million. It's not.
Opening weekend was $19 million. They pay these people like Harry Styles. Imagine what they had to pay him for him to break his 100 night in a row tour
right
at the Madison Square Garden.
Well, that was filmed about 2 years before the Madison Square
Garden. The budget, it grossed $38.9 million,
yeah.
And they spent $35 million. So
they made a profit.
No.
Right?
No.
Yes.
No, gross income is not net income.
It's
net
the
would
exact
be
opposite.
After I failed finance. That's why I switched my major from business.
In my head, gross is the same word as
is
net.
Is gross the same as net?
Guys.
Okay, we have to move on.
Okay.
Like, I can't do this.
Okay.
I watched Where the Crawdads Sing on the plane.
Incredible.
Started crying.
Incredible. The interesting piece of that is we were talking about it last night, and you actually
didn't see the beginning or the end.
Didn't see the beginning or the end, so you were like, it's just okay. And then I explained
the end,
and you said, that's the best movie I've ever seen, even though
you didn't quite see it. Gotta rewatch
it. So yeah, that's a great one.
Believe it or not, the beginning and the end are
the beginning and the end
important
are
pieces
are
of the movie.
Key pieces of the puzzle. I saw Amsterdam in theater.
Yeah.
That's the one with everyone in it.
Yeah.
Christian Bale, Margot Robbie. It's just insane. Rami Malek, who I forgot. He was a tier one for me at one point in my life.
That?
Yeah.
Toad?
No, Freddie Mercury. That movie changed my life. I must have seen that 18 times in theaters.
Rami Malek is one of the scariest people.
No.
Rami Malek is one of the scariest people that's walked.
Oh, I think he's
the planet in our time.
Exquisite inside and out. But that movie was not for me either, unfortunately.
Damn.
Just incredibly boring.
Did you just see that Russia came out with a deep fake entire TV show featuring Remy Arna Margot Robbie.
Oh.
Adam Driver. And it's a bunch, it's just actors from Russia, and they just deep faked A-listers from the United States onto their faces.
I just don't get it.
And so they don't technically have to pay like Margot Robbie, but.
But it's like, is that really going to draw people? Like, if it's like, if that's targeting like Margot Robbie fans, because it's like, oh, look, Margot Robbie's in this. You're going to want to see it because you love Margot Robbie. People know that's not Margot Robbie.
Let me raise this question to you.
Yeah.
If someone deep faked, say Harry Styles wasn't actually in Don't Worry, Darling.
Yeah.
And we've never seen him act, and it's just his face going down on Florence Pugh in scene one,
right?
Act one. Would you go see it?
If he was a deep fake? Yeah.
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 You would.
Whoa, you put that in.
You would. And guess what? They'd be paying him.
Whoa.
Nothing, because it would be me on screen and they'd just deep fake him.
Whoa.
And I'd take like a rant.
I think Harry Styles is an extenuating circumstance in terms of deep faking.
Okay.
Because he's like has such a cult following, I just think people like
Margot Robbie.
Does she have a cult? Like, yeah. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe.
See, like Wolf of Wall Street, people have, you know, and whatever else she's in.
Had to turn off Meet Cute, which is that Pete Davidson one.
Yeah.
And that taught me a valuable lesson that not everything Pete Davidson is in like has to be the best thing I've ever seen, which is like a tough thing to learn.
Yeah.
But that's a movie where you relive the same day over and over again, which is my least favorite genre of anything in the world. Are you caught up on The Patient?
No, but you can tell me. I'm not going to watch it anymore.
Really? It's so good.
Nah.
It's so good.
Not for me. Too slow.
Really? I think it's speedy.
Just kill someone. They did. Okay, cool.
They did.
Well,
they killed
they should have killed him so
spoiler
much
alert. Spoiler alert, though. Huh. I don't think that really matters. There are a lot of people that could be killed. But yeah, I'm loving that. And then the last thing I saw is Luckiest Girl Alive, which is like the number one movie on Netflix right now with Mila Kunis. That was incredible, but also so hard to watch.
Interesting.
Just in terms of like trigger warning, sexual assault, like so hard to watch.
Yeah,
and like no one knew that's what the movie was about. So I'm seeing a lot of things on TikTok. It's like, I had no idea like that's what was going to happen because it's not marketed that way. And like people just like were kind of accosted by those scenes, which... scary because they were really tough. Oof. So trigger warning if you want to watch that movie, but it was really good. Anyway, that's it.
I have to go pee.
You gotta piss.
Yeah.
All right, then let's end.
I gotta go piss girl. Yeah,
so we can go ahead to the bonus.
Yeah, we gotta roll into bonus because I am
shoes
feeling
off
insane.
And we hope to see you there.
Yeah
totally. Okay, go piss girl.
Okay, bye.
This week on Close Friends, I think I got too high.
Of course. So like not people.
What's up? What else?
Breathe in. Take a deep breath.
Do you believe in God? Very cool. If you're watching a high episode, you know it's going to go one of two ways. And it's gone the second way.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.